Arthur C. Clarke's Childhood's End, dramatized for radio by Tony Mulholland, stars Stephen Pacey as Jan and Peter Jeffrey as Carillon. Childhood's End, Part 2, End.
Our appearance would disturb humans.
Of course. When Satan himself flew from the craft, the long, elongated body, just human enough to make your appearance the more frightening by its difference. The thick armored scales, the horns, the eyes obscured by a visor to protect you from the sunlight. And those small, leathery wings. You hung in the air and extended your arms, the image of a crucified Satan. Even then, the strangest thing was the children's reaction. It was the adults who fainted, collapsed, screamed. Katie, like the other children, simply looked up at you, hovering in the air, accepting, smiling.
You are no longer children to fear the dark, to fear what you do not understand. Take courage from your own children. This child is the granddaughter of my friend Secretary General Stormglen. He trusted us blindly. Now you must continue to trust us in full sight of us. Today is a new dawn. We shall face the day together.
And so we grew up with you, and you became part of our lives. But still, you kept your deepest secrets. You remained an enigma to us, refusing to answer the basic question, why were you here? Why were you so concerned with us? You took an interest in us, in our cultures, in our philosophies, in everything that made us human. Your own tragedy you couldn't share with us.
We live without war, poverty, and disease. No desires go unfulfilled, no needs unsatisfied. And yet, look around you. Look at the faces of the people you see every day. Are people really happy?
George,
do you ever ask yourself, is this all? If you do, perhaps you're one of those people who should consider relocating to New Athens. New Athens is a self-regulating community. With the Overlord's consent, New Athens was founded 10 years ago on a Pacific
atoll.
We place the arts at the center of human activity. We think we live in a...
Off. Is this a big party?
No, just a few college friends. Rupert's got the chair of eccentric phenomena at Harare. He's the youngest professor to hold the position.
Eccentric phenomena?
ESP, telepathy, telekinesis, that kind of thing.
Oh, I see.
Please don't be difficult.
A charlatan is a charlatan. It makes no odds that they carry the title of professor or not.
Oh.
Who else is going?
Rupert's wife, Maya. She was at college with me. And I think Sully's going to be there too. Marco Sullivan. He's a marine biologist. And Jan might be there too. Does that bother you?
Why should it? Let's go.